Well, this morning we're going to talk about the Atlantic Firemen's Parade coming up here very quickly. In fact, this weekend, October 8th, here in downtown Atlantic, to help celebrate the beginning of Fire Prevention Week, Tom Campbell, member of the fire department, who's also helping out to get all this organized, is with us here this morning. Tom, it's always exciting to get going. The weather's been so nice here lately. We hope it holds for next Saturday.
That's right, Jim. Thanks for having me this morning. Just want to let everybody know we got a lot of stuff going on this week. Or this next weekend, and I think that with the Firemen's Parade kicking off October 8th, that is the beginning of Fire Prevention Week this week, or this year, so we're tying it in with Harvest Fest there, so there's going to be a lot of stuff going on downtown all day, and it'll hopefully be a great weekend to have a Firemen's Parade.
Well, the theme for this year's parade is pretty appropriate, and it was pretty obvious, I guess, too.
Yes, this year's theme for the parade is 9/11 Memorial, and we decided to go that route this year and, you know, just look back and honor those people that were killed in the line of duty, and also the people that were on the, you know, in the trade towers, in the airplanes, and just looking back and just honor that.
A lot of first responders, of course, suffered a lot that day, too. They became victims in a lot of cases as well. So an opportunity for us to be able to honor those folks here. So if you're dusting up a parade float for this year, getting something put together, you might want to think about that theme as something you want to do as well. You got some pretty neat stuff coming this year for the parade. I think there are some entries that folks are going to really want to see.
Yes, we've got the White Horse Mounted Patrol out of Sioux City, Iowa, coming this week, or this Saturday. And they are a phenomenal group. They've been to the Rose Bowl Parade. They've done the Thanksgiving Day Macy's Parade. So they are going to be here. They will be starting to get their horses ready around 3 o'clock. So if anybody wants to swing down and watch that, they're more than welcome. And they are going to do a performance from 4 to 5 o'clock over across from Capel's in the grass parking lot by the chamber. And they have some trick horses, and they run some different drills and stuff with their horses, and then that will lead up to the parade. And then also we've got the Salem Stepping Saints Drum and Drill Corps out of Omaha, Nebraska, are going to be back again this year. And they will follow up the White Horse Mounted Patrol from 5 to 5:45 before the parade, and they're going to do a performance over there right outside in front of the chamber. And I know the chamber has a smoke-off contest going that day, and they will be serving food at 4 o'clock, pulled pork, brisket, ribs, chips, and a drink. So that should really help everybody. They can come down, watch both the performances, get something to eat, and then get back uptown by 6 o'clock for the parade to start.
Very good. Well, the Salem Stepping Saints, we've seen them before. They've been here. They've been pretty good, actually, about coming back over the years to perform in front of good crowds like this. The White Horse Mounted Patrol is pretty interesting. It's a pretty impressive-looking group.
Yes, it's a group of horses. It's up to a 25-horse team. And it is a white-haired, pink-skinned team, and it's one of the only teams still in the Western Hemisphere. So it's just neat. I've got a disc that we've watched. They sent to us, and they really do some neat stuff, and I think it'll really be a good time for people to come down and see that.
Is it tough to get a group like that to come here?
Yeah, it is. Most of the horse teams that we get, when we have been able to get them, we work on that a year in advance. So it's just, it worked out, dates worked out to get them down here, and we're just real excited to have them.
Yeah, you bet. Well, it takes a little bit of time for them to plan and prepare and things, too, and it's not all that easy when you think about it. They're not just bringing a float here. They're bringing a big team of horses.
Yeah, there'll be some semis rolling in with those horses on. And it's Shriners that actually ride the horses, and they get together and practice, and they take care of this team. It's just incredible what they've done and the places they've been. So it's just an honor to have them in Atlantic for our Firemen's Parade.
Yeah, it sounds like full-time work to me. Well, talk a little bit about putting the parade together. It is full-time work. I know you guys spend a long time during the course of a year getting things lined up, stuff like this, these types of activities and participants in the parade. But it also takes a lot of local folks, too. And you don't really register in advance. Folks come down on that particular day and get themselves involved in that. So if they put a lot of work together and getting a float together, now's the time to get down there.
Yeah, we welcome everybody to enter whatever it is that they want. Lineup for the entries will start at 4 o'clock at 3rd and Olive Street. That's right there by Olson's little car pump there at 3rd and Olive. Come down, get in line there. They'll get you down to where the parade route is, get you lined up, and then we'll come back and we collect the cards. So actually, Jim is going to be announcing our parade for us. So, and then we'll take the cards up so when everybody goes through, he can announce up there on middle of Main Street. So hopefully the weather's going to turn out that day and be a great day for everybody. And we welcome anything that anybody wants to enter. And we've got fire departments that have already said that they're going to be here, and hopefully we don't have any major fires around that we get all those departments back this year, because last year we had there's a lot of grass fires that day of our firemen's parade. So, just anybody who wants to, go ahead and come down, and we'll get you lined up and get ready for the kickoff of the parade at 6 o'clock.
Great. Well, I know the crowd has been pretty good here in the last few years, too. We've had some weather issues at times. You can never plan for that. But the crowds have been pretty loyal.
Yes. The great thing about it is these fire departments, they just can't believe that we get the turnout that we do up and down Main Street and up and down Walnut Street, the people that show up for the parade. And that's what makes it. You know, it's great to have all the entries, but it's great to have the people there watching and in giving these fire departments, you know, these guys work hard year round, volunteer, and it's good to see that people acknowledge that fact when they go through our firemen's parade.
Now, typically Fire Prevention Week, this is your kickoff, and then the following week is Fire Prevention Week. Usually that week's pretty busy for you guys too, because you do a lot of different things in schools and what have you. A lot of plans again this year?
Yes, we go to the schools, the daycares, younger kids that are just getting ready to go to preschool. And, you know, it's great that we go and do that, because there's a lot of times that everybody just gets into a routine. And we've done some different stuff with even like Washington School and stuff, where we've actually smoked some stuff up. And it's great for these kids to just everybody be thinking about it. You know, this is the big time of the year that we want everybody to change their batteries and their smoke detectors. And we set up rides to and from the school to take them to the station. And it's just good time for everybody to sit back and think, you know, what our escape routes are, and do our smoke detectors work? And it's good for the community.
Well, we've seen too many incidents happen in every community. As a matter of fact, we've all seen those disasters happen. And in some cases, those could definitely have been avoided, too, with the right precautions. So think about all those issues before it's too late. Now, that's during Fire Prevention Week, and I suppose it bears mentioning here, too, you got a little event to cap off Fire Prevention Week. That'll be coming another week down the road, but going to fill up the bellies.
That's right. We are doing the Atlantic Fireman's Annual Donation Breakfast on the following Sunday, October 16th, at the Atlantic Fire Station. We're going to do that from 7 o'clock in the morning till noon, and we will be serving sausage, eggs, pancakes, coffee, and juice. It's free will donation. We've been doing it for a couple years now, and we've had a great turnout, so we're doing that again, and that will be following Fire Prevention Week. So anybody who gets done with church or just going out for breakfast that morning, swing on out to the fire station and we'll have a nice breakfast for you.
Great. I know it's tough to keep a mostly volunteer organization like this always strong, but still strong with the Atlantic Fire Department?
Yes, we've got a great group of guys. You know, and the good part about our department, all of our guys are Firefighter 1 certified. We have a lot of EMS certification guys. You know, we got a great, great group of guys protecting the community, doing what they're asked to do. And, you know, that's what it's not a job to us. It's something that we enjoy and something that we do. And, you know, Atlantic has a lot to look forward to because, you know, they've got that kind of protection around them.
Very good. All right. Well, again, the Fire Prevention Week Parade, the Fireman's Parade, coming up this Saturday, October the 8th, 6 p.m. it'll get started. 911 is the memorial is the theme for this year. You can start lining up at 4 o'clock down there at 3rd and Olive Streets. And again, Tom, a couple of opportunities for folks to see, I guess, the show before the show, too, with the White Horse Mounted Patrol and the Salem Stepping Saints.
Yes, and then we've also got the bagpipes back this year, and the fire department is working. We're working on putting together a float for that 9/11 memorial, and we're going to run that through the parade. So I think it'll be very neat for people to see that and come out and take a look. And I just say for everybody on the department, you know, we appreciate everybody coming out and supporting us, and being there that evening.
Very good. Bring the cameras with you this year. You might get some pretty neat pictures. And again, that White Horse Mounted Patrol will be performing from 4 to 5 o'clock, and the Salem Stepping Saints from 5 to just before the parade gets started, both down there near the Atlantic Railroad Depot on the lower end of Chestnut Street. So make sure you take the time to go out and take the family with you for that, too. Well, we hope you have a great night. Tom, thanks for the time, and good luck.
Thank you.